I can go ahead and schedule you, but it would be in Spartan. So I'll give you that address for her.
I meet Angela Siegfried at the Community Health Alliance Center on Wells Avenue in Reno. It's where she goes for health care. Siegfried has big brown eyes and is full of optimism. That's despite having to get around with the aid of an oxygen tank due to complications from type 2 diabetes. These days, Siegfried says she's grateful to have the oxygen. Before the Affordable Care Act, she was uninsured.
I would just get really sick and end up in the hospitals. Emergency, they keep me, get me a little bit well, and send me on my way.
Siegfried was a loan officer but became too ill to work and eventually lost her insurance. Now she's receiving treatments at the Community Health Center, which primarily serves low-income people.
I'm a diabetic, out-of-control diabetic. I'm on insulin 5 times a day, pills. I'm oxygen, COP. I'm ready to get a surgery that's called the sleeve so that my health will even be better. I won't be a diabetic no more. I won't need oxygen. It'll help my weight loss. So that's what I'm working towards right now.
Siegfried says her quality of life improved dramatically.
As long as I have my oxygen, I go with my grandkids. I have 3 grandkids, 6, 7, and 8 little boys, and they go to the park all the time. They won't go without me. I get to go to soccer games. I get to go to church all the time. I'm not just bedridden.
Preventative care is all about getting ahead of it, right? Trying to make sure that the person is taken care of and their health care needs are taken care of now or in the forefront.
That was Oscar Delgado, a spokesman for the center, as well as a City of Reno councilman. Delgado says when people lack preventive care, problems persist. This could then trickle down to other areas, like increasing the use of emergency care at hospitals, ambulatory care like REMSA, and even to support services like the fire department.
The ACA touches everything that we do here in the community one way or another in terms of if people's health care isn't taken care of and they feel that they can't, it can't be taken care of, then the local governments start to find a way of how they can provide a service.
Chuck Dorte, the CEO of Community Health Alliance, says he's worried that changes to the ACA would be a setback.
If it goes away, the chances are that those uncompensated costs are going to increase, which means that those costs will shift to employer-covered commercial insurance and their premiums will increase. So it'll affect everybody.
Dorte remembers what it was like before the ACA.
It's terrifying for a lot of families to have to face the fact that they may be again uninsured and have to face very large medical bills or not be able to pay for coverage.
Before Obamacare, almost a quarter of Nevadans were uninsured, the second highest rates in the nation. Now we're at 11%. For patients like Angela Siegfried, the possibility of losing coverage puts her on edge.
I do never want to be in this life without insurance. People that don't have insurance, I know what it feels like, and it's really sad. Because when you're sick, if you can't go to the doctors and you can't get what your medications, what's going to happen? The only thing, you're going to end up dying, and you could have probably prevented it. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about it.
Helping Siegfried get to her medical appointments is her daughter, Nadine.
Back when we were without her having insurance, I almost lost her like several times. Being her going into diabetic coma, it became very serious. And me being an only child, like I would have lost my mom. I would have been in this world alone.
Nadine helps wheel her mom's oxygen tank toward the medical front desk.
So I kind of wanted to come in. And she said tomorrow, but I'll still be on medication. I was trying to think if I could get an appointment after Wednesday so I could see if I'm
Siegfried clear. Is eager to get her next appointment on the books. This is Ann Gray for Reno Public Radio News.
Okay, perfect.